Dads, Lads and Kebabs. Sponsored by Ghostalware.
And now, it's Dads, Lads and Kebabs.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and happy new year.
Happy New Year!
We made it, people. We made it. I don't even know what we did, but we made it. We got through it. It's been a tough one.
It is the first
it's been a long one.
January. Welcome to 2024. I'm good. How was your Christmas? How was Christmas? I've not spoke to you since just
a week ago.
Christmas.
About a week ago. I don't even know what day it is. I've got no idea.
It's all over the shop.
Everything is. My sleep is. My food is. Some days I've ate. Some days I haven't ate. Haven't been ill, though. Had a little bit of a cold. But I managed to scathe the Christmas illness.
Yeah. Oh, that's good.
Just been busy. Everything. I've been away. Of Christmas, been doing the house thing, the family thing.
Just go New
Year's, explain birthdays.
Explain Christmas. Tell me. tell the listeners and the viewers about Noel's 2023 Christmas.
I thought you meant the Christmas, like the story behind it, but...
No.
So what did I do? I had a family party on Christmas Eve. Big family party, lots of food, lots of games. Some people were drinking, I wasn't. Just very nice. I'm not in the room.
So I just heard a bang behind me. Janet's over there. Never mind. Get rid of that. Janet watches me sleep, you know. She's like 4 foot from my bed. And she just stares at me with no eyeballs. And she's like,
yeah.
With her teeth. Teeth. Sorry, you had a party Christmas Eve. Yeah, do apologise.
Had a family party Christmas Eve. Good party. Ended quite early. It wasn't a party, it was more of an afternoon. Early evening. Shindig.
Yeah. So what did that involve? Food, drinks?
Food, drinks, games. Party games.
Yeah.
We did Secret Santa as we do with the family. In my family, yeah. We do Secret Santa rather than buying a load of adults shit they don't want or need. We just basically get one adult to buy shit they don't want or don't need.
I think that
so it works.
That's a very good thing that is catching on, and I know lots of families that do that.
It's just easier.
Yeah.
You know, you draw your name out of an app. Basically, the person gets a message to say, you've got this person.
Yeah.
Everybody gets a present. You know, they don't want it. I can't remember what I got now. Yeah,
what present did you receive for that said game?
I got...
He's trying to look for it now around his house.
Yeah, no, I got an aftershave.
Oh, was it from... Arabia?
No. It's
House of what?
House of Toys, but it's from a brand that I really like called Penhaligon's.
I've heard of them, yeah.
Very old English
tradition.
Royal seal of approval brand. So yeah. Nice. That was my Secret Santa gift. Very much appreciated. I like it. So, little miniature set.
So, what are they? Aftershaves, I take it.
Aftershaves, yeah.
Nice.
I have a couple of these actually in full size box somewhere.
Okay, so, you can put them in your pocket or your work bag when you're out and about. Yeah. Coat. Have a little
atomizer.
Oh, nice.
And then, yes, we did. Did that, sent everybody home. My nearest and dearest had a few too many drinky poos while she was doing the she was the caller for the games, let's say. Okay. And her glass just never seemed to be empty, or it was empty at one point and then it was full again. So I just put my daughter to bed and then put the wife to bed.
To bed. Come on, love, then, it's your turn.
Yeah, we cracked on with Christmas. And then Christmas Day come around very, very early start, 5 o'clock.
Did Santa Claus, did he come?
I'm sure
all
he
over
did.
The floor? Was there footprints in it?
No.
That's a line with
Mickey. as long as we've been friends, mate, that's a line we don't cross. Don't fuck on Santa.
Don't shit on Santa. No, Santa Claus is off limits, people. Otherwise, he won't bring you any gifts.
Do you know what I mean? I sat on his knee as a kid. I was fine.
Yeah, he only touched my balls twice as well. So that's all good.
Yeah, so yeah, Christmas Day was, well, full of excitement.
Yeah.
I was tired, but excited. Just excited. It was good. It was really good.
It takes it out of it, doesn't it? It's mentally, physically, and everything else draining.
However, I do know that I am the dad that holds the bin bag. I'm that guy.
Yeah. I did think about that when I had my Christmas. I was that person at work holding the bin bags, and I thought, I'm Niall. This is what Niall said yesterday.
Honestly, I'm that guy.
I'm like, that's put me. Rubbish in here. Come on, open that present, put your rubbish in. It's like, what am I doing? Just let them throw it all over the floor, make as much mess as they want. Then throw it up afterwards. Because that's who enjoys putting the rubbish straight in the bin. That's just boring, isn't it? You've just got to throw it and just like, rah.
Nope. Just put it in the bin, one at a time. Okay. No, unwrap, bin. Unwrap, and bin. So, yeah, so we did that. We all exchanged presents. I got some lovely gifts off the wife. What did she get me? Oh, she got me an Oculus.
The MetaQuest 2 thing.
Yes.
It's called MetaQuest now.
So I'm sorry.
Yeah,
I'm not up to date.
I've set two of them up at work this year, or last year as it was. Yeah, they're quite interesting. Have you been on the dinosaur roller coaster? My God, that made me like, whoa. I was standing there and I'm like, it's like, whoa, it is amazing.
So I had the sight set really close together.
Right.
So the first time I used it, I must have felt, what?
Because he's blind. Carry on.
Yeah. First time I used it, motion sickness setting.
It is awful, isn't it? Says me with my glasses. Okay.
I had a lot of motion sickness going on. Very cool though.
Yeah.
So I'm setting it up slowly. I've downloaded a few games. They're quite reasonably priced as well, actually. Mm. So set that up, download a few games. Gonna experiment, see how far I get with it. Someone said something about a strip club. You can go to a virtual strip club on it.
I have experienced that many years ago at a particular haunted museum. There was a VR headset set up, like a big industrial one. And I had a lap dance from a very undressed lady on there. And it is so freaky. Isn't it?
Some of the details.
It's weird. It is very close up. I'll just tell you that. And you're like, whoa.
So many details. This is still in my office.
No, this is just Christmas stoppers.
I've used everything. The game that you got me,
the antler, the reindeer we antler had to, game.
So we liked it that much. We bought another one to match it for the Christmas. We bought another one so we could verse each other on the Christmas Eve party.
Oh, nice!
So that was good. That was really good. yeah, Christmas Day. What else? Yeah. So got the headset. Got a leaf blower.
Oh, have you? Can I borrow that? I'll be using that soon.
Got a leaf blower. Got ice bath. I've got an ice bath.
What, blow up one for the garden?
Yeah.
Yeah. I want one of them, but my mum won't let me fill it up with 100 litres of fucking water. Yeah. Cost her a bomb.
You know, fill it up once.
Yeah, no. They look, I do particularly want one of those. I would use it.
You sound about 12 right now. I want one, but my mum said it. My mummy said no.
That's true, though. It is surprisingly true.
How much would 100 litres cost?
Well, I don't know. I read some of them are like 100 litres, some are 200 litres, and I'm like, fucking hell, that's a lot.
I need to have a look. I'll have a look.
There's only so long you can keep the water in there for. I know you can cover it up and that, but...
I know, but you just have to wait till she goes shopping one day and then refill it.
And she come over and the garden's floating.
Or... No, it doesn't. It'll take you about 20 minutes to fill it. Half an hour. Come on. Not even that long.
With a hose, yeah. Oh, I thought you meant like when you empty it and replace the water.
Well, I'm gonna stick a little filter in mine. So it's really cool. It's a good little set. I'm going to set it up. What's that?
Dog ears and a tongue. Oh, a different sort of filter. I thought you meant like Snapchat filter with the ears and...
No, a filter. I'm going to stick a filter in it, like a cleaning. Just a little, like a chlorine float. Chlorine, so it keeps the water cleaner for longer.
Okay, fair enough.
So I'm going to set it up, see how it goes. I'm going to film that one. So watch out, listeners, because I will send you the first time that I ever do it, I'll make a video. You won't. I will.
You won't. We'll see.
Listen, people, Mickey's still mad at me because it took me a week to send my Christmas photo.
And didn't have his Christmas balls on either.
How cool was my photo, though? I improved.
With an elf.
So that's another thing that we had for our Christmas party. We had a 6-foot Will Ferrell in the dining room. He came round for the party.
That's well cool.
The party was mental, by the way. Like, not even, I can't take any credit for this, but my better half is... level 10 over the top when it comes to pie decorations.
Yeah.
And makes it look like a fucking grotto. Anyway, it looked good. It looked amazing. Yes, we did presents. We did that. What is it? I'm slowing this down. I'm 12 minutes in. I've only got to Christmas Day so far. Christmas morning. Fucking hell. I did what every dad does. I set presents up, played with toys, tidied up the house as best as possible because we had guests coming over for dinner.
Yeah.
Spent the best part of 3 hours in the kitchen cooking whilst watching Die Hard 2.
How did you... I tried to watch Die Hard on Christmas Day and I couldn't find it anywhere.
Fucking... Disney Plus.
No, they haven't got it. I went on 5-star. No, they do not have it. I was looking.
I watched it on Disney Plus on Christmas Eve.
Couldn't find it. It was not on there. Fucking annoyed me. Because I haven't got the DVD anymore either, so that really... I've not watched it this year. It really pissed me off. I know.
That means you're banned from next year. In fact, it means you have to watch it double next year.
Okay, that's fine. I'll get the set. I'll get the quad. Is it 5 Die Hard films, isn't it? I'll get the big...
One and two.
The others are all right as well.
The others are good. They're not in the same, league.
Willis, dementia.
He's not dead.
No, he's got dementia.
I know, but he's still with us.
Yeah, but he's not doing anything anymore, is he? He's just waiting for that awful disease to take its toll, unfortunately.
He's got a film coming out this year that he's pre-filmed.
Yeah, I know, but he says about 4 words in it. I read about that, yeah.
It's terrible, isn't it? It's a shocking disease because not only do you... Well, you don't lose the person, but you do... you don't lose the shell. You lose the actual person in the shell.
Inside, they don't know. They're just floating around in the body.
Yeah. Which is weird, right? Because people don't realise that they think losing someone is physically losing them.
Sometimes it is.
No, but people think that...
But I reckon it'd be worse for your loved ones to be like that. Have dementia, Alzheimer's. Don't know who anyone is, who they are. They're scared of
everything. It's not nice.
My nan had dementia. She had no idea what was going on. It's horrible to watch because they're literally scared all the time.
You go from just being an everyday person to fucking hell. Fuck me, we're putting this on the New Year's episode. We always go deep, no matter what. How come we'd be talking about me cooking Christmas dinner, talking about the effects of dementia that it has on family members as much as it does? So I cooked, I watched Die Hard, I watched a bit of Nigella Lawson do her roast potatoes. I made, I'm not bigging myself up here, but I'm going to say this year, of all the years that I've cooked, was probably the best Christmas dinner I've ever made.
Way.
It only because I had one, a lot of time. Two, I had all the ingredients that I went shopping for myself.
He prepared himself.
And plus, I was in the kitchen, so I was left alone. No one came in. I was left alone. Good. So I cooked. I mean, I've cooked Christmas Eve, Christmas Day, Boxing Day. 3 days straight.
Wow. You're keen.
I know. Yeah, I'm tired.
I thought that was cuckoo then. It's not, is it?
No.
I thought
you don't hear that anymore, people. You don't get to hear that anymore.
We missed the cuckoo alarm.
Listen, if you're late to the party, you don't even get to know. No. Sorry, go back and listen to old episodes. You'll understand. Yeah, so we did my wife's family Boxing Day. Whole big day. That was a full 12-hour day as well. Just tired.
Tiring again. Not much sleep. Lots of things to do.
And I'm out of routine. I used to be the person that I can't be tamed. I don't need a routine. I'll go to bed when I want to go to bed. I don't need a plan for tomorrow. I need all of that now. I need all of it.
I don't think you can live without that.
Honestly, can't. I need like my own personal drill sergeant just telling me everything I need to do.
I thought that was your wife telling you what to do. Now, I don't mean she looks like a drill sergeant. I mean, she keeps you in check.
Well,
instructions and you're
happy. She's not strict. She's not strict, though. Like, she's not.
Got the whip.
She doesn't crack. Yeah, she doesn't crack the whip.
She just slaps his ass.
She's not. She's not a whip cracker. Yeah, so I don't even know what day it is. I know we're Saturday. Oh, Sunday. Monday.
Yeah, so all the days.
I am back to. I'm back to work this week at some point. Well, probably tomorrow. I think it is tomorrow. I'm back to work tomorrow.
Early to bed.
Yeah. School run on some point this week. It's just, honestly, having this week has just thrown me off everything.
In a way, Christmas is annoying. As good as it is, sometimes.
I stand by what I say, though. I stand by that Christmas for me is from when the tree goes up to the 25th. Anything after that, I prefer the build-up to Christmas over Christmas Day.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, quite often it can be a letdown for various reasons.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I
you know, this is, after this podcast filming, my tree is coming down. I used to take the decorations down on Boxing Day.
We did ours 27th. House is back to normal. It's empty.
It looks so clean and clear, doesn't it? Like, it's like, wow.
I've done two tip runs.
You love to tip. You want to come to my house and collect some shit?
Bring my leaf blower and do a tip run for you.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I've done two tip runs. I don't mean a full car's full, like rammed.
Of cardboard and recycling. Because you never know what time the bins go out or what day the bin goes out.
No, so what I've done is I've left both my bins, I've left them both empty, just so I know that when they do come, I'm not going to be overflowing, because I hate to be that guy that's overflowing bins.
Just because they leave it in the street, put a little sticker on. Overflow.
They embarrass you. They embarrass you with putting a sticker on. I've had it done to me.
Yeah. I've had that.
So where I used to live, when lived in Northampton.
Northampton.
Years and years ago, back to my first house before the wife, before the child, we used to have an allowance of 2 bin bags a week, and you just had to put the bin bags outside. It was horrible.
And the cats and the dogs would rip it open, the rats.
However, this was a bit of a lad's house. Me and my brothers lived together, and we would have, I don't know, like maybe like 10 bags of rubbish out the front all the time, just of all sorts of shit.
Yeah.
So what we used to do is every Sunday, we'd all go out there together and we'd run the bags down the street. Put like an extra one on each everybody's houses. Oh god, it was terrible. Fucking awful.
Yeah, I remember. But yeah.
Christmas was good. It was everything I wanted it to be. It was a good Christmas. I'm gonna say that. It was good. I didn't watch everything I wanted to watch.
No. Did you watch the Only Fools and Horses thing on Channel 5?
Not yet.
The Del Boy was on there, and they was going through all the best bits and his favourite bits. But what makes me laugh, I spoke to my mum about this, it's a BBC programme. And yet
but they won't air it.
And Channel 5 do this lots of times, apparently. They do lots of specials for BBC programmes. And it's like BBC missed out there. Because this was your baby. Only Fools and Horses was your baby. Probably one of the biggest things ever to be on your network. And you didn't, you know, take advantage of that.
It's always the way.
Yeah. It's not good. But, you know, it is what it is. We're not in charge of TV programs.
It was. Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
It was, oh God, it was really good though. Like loads of funny bits. Like, and I got loads of random funny gifts. Last night,
yeah,
we did a simple New Year's Eve.
Yeah.
Made a steak. We sat at a steak, glass of wine. And we played a, she got me a, what are they called? Murder Mystery McFlurry. Thing. McFlurry. No, she got me, escape room.
Oh, okay.
Like a one you do at home. It's really good.
How to get in the bedroom. Sorry.
Yes, that was it. That was it. Keep it clean. Now, it's enough about me. Yeah. Tell me about you, Mickey boy. How was your Christmas? What did you get up to? What did you see?
Good.
What did you eat? I want to know all. Tell me. Don't miss out any details.
Well, as always, I was at work Christmas Day in my care home. It's not mine. I don't own it.
For the last time.
Lyle. Yes. And for 10 years, I have done 15-hour shifts on Christmas Day in all care jobs I've ever done. But this time, I only did an early shift, so a morning shift. 2:30, I finished. I won't tell you how amazing that feels to go home at 2:30 on Christmas Day. And as weird as that sounds as well. So when I got home, I exchanged gifts with my mum and dad and enjoyed a very nice, relaxing evening. Christmas Day. So say love or loan. It's the wrong way around.
Love.
You can turn it the other way so you can read it. Love, there you go. Must be love. Love,
love, love. Nothing more.
Yeah, so my Christmas Day was very nice, very relaxing, very peaceful, really enjoyable. So I was very happy. And then Boxing Day was the day where I spend with my children. And in previous years, obviously, when I was married, I had it at home. Boxing Day was our Christmas because of work commitments. But let's just say it's not the same anymore. So I went round and had Christmas dinner with my children. So that was very nice. Very good. And then they all came back to my house where I live, my mum and dad. And we exchanged gifts with my parents and my kids as well. So yeah, it was nice. Very nice. Nice and relaxing. Nice presents I got. This is one of them from Niall, if you remember, the Galaxy Man. The little remote that changes stuff. Oh, look. I quite like the pink Nebula Galaxy.
Oh, see. Is it cool?
It's very cool. You should buy one.
I think I'm going to. I'm going to for the aesthetic of the room, I think.
For the pod. Get it for the pod, mate.
For the pod. Yeah. I'm going to buy one. After this, I'll order one.
Yeah, why not? As soon as you finish recording today. Yeah, so that was pretty much Christmas, to be fair. I got lots of chocolates. I still have chocolates. I have not gone mad this year. I normally eat so much on Boxing Day and Christmas Day. I didn't go overboard with the food. Normally, I have as much as I can get with the roasts and all the extras and the fancy bit. I did have goose, though, because on Boxing Day. Goose was very nice. It was like an orangey sage flavour. Yum. I do like orange meat flavour. It's very nice. When I do my turkey, it's orange. That's an orange feel. Don't knock it, man.
That's just not how you do it. How you do a traditional turkey. No.
Well, traditionally, it used to be chicken or goose first before turkey, but they run out and then they decided all these turkeys were here, so we would decide to eat them instead. So traditionally, turkey is not the one.
I'm not a turkey lover, I'll be honest.
No.
I prefer chicken all day.
Chicken has flavour. You get lots of seasoning for the turkey and the cranberry sauce and the mayo. Loads and of sauce,
yeah.
So, there it goes. Yeah, mayo. No, not mayo. How dare you put mayo on turkey? And
honestly, you're fucking sick.
I am a sick dirty. Fuck. What's your point, Niall? What is your point? I admit it, you cannot hurt me. It's up to
the
me.
The point is, you need fucking Jesus, mate.
I have Jesus. Because I'm
telling you now.
He's there.
You know more mayonnaise on roast food. Roasted Sunday, Christmas food.
I would put mayo on a lady.
Oh.
Shut him up. Oh, dear, that's funny. No, I just threw up in his mouth.
That is sick.
And swallowed it. What's that, a beer?
It's a
Coca-Cola bowl. Did you use your gun to open that? Does it work? Does it work now? It looks good, but does it work?
I can confirm some headshots were made.
Yeah? We don't condone gun violence, but it is a bottle top gun, so it's okay.
It's bottle top, people, before you start smoking.
Put the police on him.
Yeah. So, what about New Year for you? What were your plans?
Well, I've been at work this morning on early, so up at 6 a.m. So, I did nothing yesterday for New Year's Eve. First time in many, 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 many years. I sat in my bedroom watching telly. Relaxing, chilling.
And that's normal, by the way.
Shooting some just people for outside of the school.
Everybody will tell you that it's not normal. Well, you have to go to a party, or you have to go to an event, or you have to go and watch fireworks, or you have to go to somebody's kitchen. It's perfectly, and you're not boring, by the way, for wanting just to go. I'm happy just to be at home.
To chill, yeah. I think as I'm getting older, I am disliking people more and wanting to spend time with people a lot more. I think you need to be happy within yourself to be okay just to enjoy your own company.
Yeah, and but at the same time,
you have to just...
Isn't it funny that all the stuff that we heard when we were younger
isn't true?
Well, a lot of it is true.
Doesn't matter.
Though. A lot, no, but I'm on about the things that older people would tell you when you were younger, like keep your circle small.
Yes.
You know, don't feel like you're missing out, like you're not missing out on anything.
FOMO.
Like, I used to feel like if I wasn't there, I was missing out.
So, social truth media. Is,
yeah.
Isn't
it? Like, the truth is, I just wasn't there. I'm not missing out. I just wasn't there.
No, you weren't part of the festivities, that's all. Nothing's going to happen, is it?
Like,
so.
And I think nothing good. Do you know what I mean? Nothing good comes out of people just fucking getting smashed out of their head on New Year's Eve.
Yeah.
Especially because I know from past years, I know how skint I used to be coming up to Christmas, New Year's Eve. And the last few hundred quid I'd have, I'd freaking blow it.
Wanker.
And then January would be like, credit card, credit card, credit card, credit card. Beans and you'd get lots of beans on toast.
Every day.
Lots of, like, staying in. Lots of using your gym membership because you had nothing else to do. However, that is another conversation we will have in a minute. Because
getting buff and free shower. What's wrong with that?
Honestly, there isn't. As long as you're using it. My only problem is the January gym goers.
Oh, they're fucking started already. They're like, get out of the fucking way. They started in December.
I've got nothing wrong with January gym goers. But it's when they are taking up everything. And you know they're January gym goers because they've got their gym clothes look shiny new. Some of them have still got tags.
The matching gear, the new shoes, the wristbands, the gym gloves.
All trying out their new Fitbits with their those big giant Stanley cups. You know, the cups are about this big that every person's walking around with at the moment, and they're that big going, I need to get my 5 litres a day.
Is that what that is?
That's the Stanley cup. Yeah.
So I got given that Christmas and I seen it, but I didn't know what it was. Hot drinks? I thought I can tell that to my new job. But eventually, because I'm sure I'll get a new job at some point in 2024. But yeah, is that what that is then? So these aren't for the gym then, or they are for the gym? I'm a bit confused. You get a fucking lot of coffee in that bad boy.
I'm
not going to quit. What's he doing?
We're back. Yeah, so they're for cold drinks, hot drinks, whatever you want.
Oh.
But yeah, just...
I'm with where were we? Kids.
January gym goers. Yeah, they've all got their new Fitbits on, their new Apple Watches, tracking their steps for about a week until they realise an Apple Watch you have to charge every single day.
Apple Watch because is shit compared to Fitbit.
After about a week, you're like, I mean, I'll be honest, I've got an Apple Watch. I've charged it once. And at the end of it, I was like, I don't need to seal that data.
I can't live without my data now. I've had a Fitbit for 4 years. And as much as I'd like a nice fake Rolex from Facebook that never turns up, you know, I can't live without my Fitbit. I need to know how I slept. I need to know how many steps I've done each day. I need to know my
heartbeat. I've fallen out with Fitbit. Fallen out.
Yeah, well, I did. I went to Apple for a year and a half, and then they were shit. So I went back to Fitbit.
No. So I've fallen out with them recently. Christmas Day, to be precise. So my daughter wanted a step counter because she wants to count her steps.
Yeah.
And I thought, oh, brilliant, kids Fitbit, yeah, put it on her iPad.
Like 50 quid or whatever, no.
Right. Yeah, put it on her iPad. Yeah. She can see how much she sleeps, how many steps she gets in. She likes the thought of looking at it. So I bought her a kids Fitbit. Come, arrive, look cool, come to set it up. All nice, app downloaded. turns out my daughter needs my child, let's say, young child, needs a Gmail account to log into it.
Okay, yeah, email address, yeah, standard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She doesn't have one.
We'll make one.
Okay, try and go and sign her up.
She's not old enough. Put that she's like 14 or something. That ain't, look,
goes on. Because it's a kid's Fitbit, it has to be linked to a kid's account. And the kid's account has to be under 12, I'm going to say.
Okay.
Couldn't get it to work.
I'd send just it cause... back.
That's what I've done.
Oh.
Regular.
Not fulfilling my needs.
Regular pink Fitbit from the classic website that we've all been using to buy cheap Christmas items. Temu.
Oh, I wouldn't buy one off Temu, fucking hell. Not Fitbit.
No.
How'd you send them back? How'd you send stuff back on Temu?
No. So the Fitbit was actually from Amazon. It was a Fitbit. It was a classic Fitbit. No,
proper one, yeah.
But basically, I couldn't get out to work. So what I've done is I've just gone for a cheaper version of Amazon.
Version.
Yeah. Cheap version of Amazon. It does all the same job.
Yeah, that's where they work, yeah.
Don't need to fucking need to know your old dog's middle name to use it. Bought one of those. Does the job.
That's all right, but then.
No. Yeah, fucking January gym goers, right? My problem is with them is that they take up every piece of room. Okay? And they don't... But I believe there's a gym etiquette. Okay? I strongly believe that. One, tidy up after yourself.
Yeah, put your weights back.
Two, you're not entitled... Like, you don't own a piece of equipment. You know, if somebody says to you, have you got money left on there, mate? Don't be like, yeah, I've just got on here. Don't be that dickhead. Just be like, I've got a few, but do you want to switch out? That works. And three, cut your tags off your new fucking clothes just because you're going to return them after a week. Honestly, because we all know you've bought these really expensive trainers because you plan on getting fit in January, and by the 15th of January, you're returning them back to ASOS.
Yeah, I hate January people. It's like, get out of the way.
Plus, my temperament for people in January is very, very thin, because I believe the best way to start a new year is just to have a think about the people that you don't need in your life and realize you go, I am making some changes and you're one of them. See you later. Just in general, like for you, New Year, what does New Year mean? What does it mean to you?
I think this year is going to be a very positive year for me. I have lots of things planned, lots of places planned, lots of changes in my life and my work. So hopefully, fingers crossed, and all God Almighty and whatever, it all comes to fruition, really. So I have many, many things I want to do this year. I got about 20 books for Christmas.
I did see all very dark books, though.
All dark, Aleister Crowley, Satan stuff. Ghostly stuff, paranormal stuff, yeah, all good fun things. So I need.
Can you get like in between that? Can you get a positive book?
No, the spirit world is a positive place now. It's where your loved ones are kept.
I'm just saying, right?
You have with to you learn reading, about the dark you, to understand the light.
You reading all those new books and going to set new location to.
Willie.
Yes. Willie.
Yeah.
To with your shovel. You're kind of crossing two paths. I mean, at the end of the day, you're technically knocking on the door. Six by six and all that.
No one has a clue what you're on about, but we do, so it's funny. Let us know in the comments if you know people.
If you know, you know. I hate that saying. If you know, you know.
If you know, you know. But we'll deny it.
What things? Here we go. Here's a bit of a trivia for you.
Right.
What things do you think should be left in 2023?
People that you don't enjoy being with, but you tolerate them because you've known them for a while. Fuck them off. Get rid of them. People, even if it's family, friends, work colleagues, if they are causing a negative impact on your life, see you later. I think. See you later, bro. What? You know, fuck off.
Nice and simple.
I think that is what I would suggest.
Because
you have to be helpful. You have to be happy within yourself. And if you've got
and enjoy the company that you're with.
Exactly. If you don't look forward to seeing somebody, then get rid of them. A lot of people don't speak to family. That's okay. Just because you're blood doesn't mean to say you have to like them. They always say friends are the family you choose for yourself. Just because they're blood doesn't mean to say you have to tolerate them to enjoy them or like them. Yeah? Write that down.
Mickey's got some shit to get off his chest.
Okay, so that's what I'm saying. Hopefully this year I will have my assessment or my assessment process anyway. So that would be a plus for me. So.
Yeah, but I don't think it will define you, though.
No, but it'll help some things for me, as it did my son. So I'm hoping. I mean, it probably won't be this year, but I want to get the ball rolling. So
yeah,
and it'll. But really help me.
I think as long as you know, then you'll know. But knowing you, and obviously I'm sure your son's the same way. You're not using it as an excuse or as a badge of honor.
Oh, no.
It's more of a self-preservation thing.
And understanding.
You want to know. Yeah.
Yes, very much.
And
so.
I think that's important because you want to know for yourself, not for any other reason. And it's not going to be something that's going to be glorified or
no.
Celebrated or anything like that. It's more of a self thing, which is good.
Party.
Again, people, like, if you know, then that's great, but it's not something that we're going to keep discussing because it's Mickey's private business.
Yeah, it's within me.
He's getting a set of tits. And if he wants a set of tits, we'll support him on that. And a dick. Mickey needs a dick.
It's fine. That's
how it's done.
Like, it grew back, it's fine. So
I like that, though.
It's funny. What would you get rid of?
Oh my god, so much.
Of the last year. Would you say, first off, would you say 2023 was a good year for you or a bad year for you?
Good year.
What percentage?
Oh, like 60-40?
Yeah,
60% good?
I'd say probably 55-45 good for me. Lots of good things in my life, but lots of issues this year.
But more of a, again, for me, it was a big, I don't know what it was, but since turning, I know you guys think I'm moaning it, but since turning 31.
Yeah.
I don't know, things in my head just started, different thoughts started happening in terms of your health's important.
Very much so, yeah.
You're not as young as you think you are, even though you are still young, but you can quickly make your body very old if you treat it like it's a rubbish dump.
Exactly, yeah.
And not just through eating, but also mentally, like learning that, you know, slow down, process things, take your time, don't make any rash decisions. If it doesn't feel right to begin with, or you feel like it's gonna impact you in a negative way or anything like that. Just take your time. No. Like that for me, that's a big, and only because I've been thinking about a lot more than normal, that about my life and what I'm doing, and am I doing a good enough job, and you know, am I a good enough husband or a good enough dad? And all these things cross your mind all the time. You know, have I took my vitamins today? Yes. Have I been drinking enough water? Yes. Have I ate too much? Have I slept enough? Am I tired? You know,
I'm tired. Yeah.
You need to put trousers on to leave the house tonight. That's a lot of shit.
There are lots of thoughts that go through your head sometimes. And things this week didn't really plan out the way I wanted. And sometimes I think you could be seen as, you think yourself as a, what?
New Year's Day, really? Fireworks, New Year's Day.
Are you near me? Because I can hear him. That was last night, not tonight.
Dickheads. Fucking dickheads.
But yeah, carry on. You just feel like you're sometimes a failure, I think. I do. So I sometimes let the dark in to myself, and you start thinking, do I just annoy people? Like, not by being here, but I don't know what I'm trying to say. Like,
your presence.
Yeah, do I, would it
be, am I enough to, am I enough?
If I wasn't here, then that's not a suicide thought either, because I don't.
But that's a if I'm around your house for dinner and you're making me feel like I'm not welcome, should I just up and leave situation?
No, I wasn't. I was actually thinking that stuff didn't plan out like it should have done, and was it my fault? And do I just make everything worse sometimes? And am I good enough?
The question is to be honest with yourself. Is
we're not all perfect.
No, but also, what happened in that situation? What control did I have over that situation, and what did I add to it?
I had full control. And it wasn't an issue for the other people. It was just myself. I felt like I let myself down. And I just felt really down at that point. And
did anybody else notice? Or was it just
just myself. Yeah, just myself.
Overthinking. Yeah.
Feeling sorry for myself. Feeling like a piece of shit. When normally I wouldn't, but that was like in between Christmas and New Year, and I thought, wow, I let myself down there. But like I said, no one really noticed, no one said anything. As far as I know, it wasn't witnessed, as it were. But I just think,
do you know what? I get you. I get that thought, I get that feeling. And honestly, this goes back to something I heard last year, was a saying that just sticks with me every time I feel like you're describing.
Mm.
And the saying goes, fuck them, because I can't live making myself miserable, making another motherfucker happy.
Yeah.
You can't make yourself miserable, down and guilty just to make somebody else happy. Life's way too short.
Yeah.
Because That's what we do. We overthink. Well, we underthink.
Men do, I think. Women are very open about everything. I think men don't say anything, and that's the problem.
Yeah, but that's because I can't write a fucking Facebook status telling everybody how fucking shit I'm feeling. Do you know what I mean?
I can't check it.
Yeah. Or do you know what I mean? Yeah. All you have to do, you're a female this day and age, all you have to do is can't be bothered with this shit anymore. First comment, is everything all right, babes? I'll DM you, hun.
Yeah.
Classic. Do you know what I mean? Fuck them. Because you can't make yourself miserable making another motherfucker happy. Yeah. Fuck them.
I should get that tattooed. That's the point. I'm going to get another tattoo this year. I haven't had one for 2 years.
Ooh, I'm thinking, we've had this discussion, but I'm going to have another one.
Yeah.
I don't know where. I think it's here.
Oh, scary.
No.
That's fucking no, bad, man. I'd cry. A no. neck tattoo on the Adam's apple.
I'm thinking maybe across here, all of this.
Ribs. Oh, fucking hell. More painful places. I'd have to lose a lot of weight to be have my ribs done.
I didn't. That's an, well, one thing I wasn't, and I'm going to say it, but is that I'm not going to talk about New Year and weight loss in the same comment because I refuse to. Purely because of my own goals, where my goals from a while ago, and they're still my goals. And just because we've had Christmas doesn't mean I've forgotten them. So in my mind, I'm going, I'm not saying let's start the new year with a positive outlook on your diet and your body and your shape. I'm just going to continue what I was doing. I might have stepped off the train for a week, but I'll get back on it this week.
Tomorrow, I start keto. I need a reset for a couple of weeks. I'm fed up with eating so much crap that I've not really eaten, but I just feel like some meat and lots of is going to be good for me. That's all.
I haven't ate that bad.
No, what I have ate. Year. It's been all right, but
what I have had is I've had
chocolate.
I had three cooked breakfast the week before Christmas when we went away and did. We stayed in a few places. We stayed in two hotels.
Yeah.
We went to another hotel the other night. I've had three cooked breakfasts, and I never have a cooked breakfast.
I have cooked breakfast every Saturday at work.
I had everything. I had a buffet cooked breakfast. That's worse.
Even better. That's a fucking king's breakfast, that is.
Oh, I had everything from black pudding to the triple eggs. I had triple eggs, mate. Frambled, scried, and poached.
Frambled, scried. Have you ever had white pudding?
No.
Yeah, that's not too bad. It's all right.
I mean, I love black pudding. Love it.
Yeah, I don't like that.
Oh, mate. Do you know what my guilty pleasure has been this Christmas period?
Wanking in your car.
That shit'll get you locked up, mate.
Yeah, probably. Don't do it, people. Sorry. It's random. Carry on.
Yeah, my guilty pleasure this Christmas has been duck spring rolls.
Okay.
I love duck. I've had them at like three different events over Christmas. And I'm just like, one, two. Okay, I'm walking away now. Okay, I'll take four with me.
With the little tortilla things, the little thin.
Yeah, I love them.
What are they called, people? Let us know in the comments what they're called.
Spring rolls.
Nah. Okay.
Are they
pancakes? They're not the traditional ones. They're like Chinese pancakes, aren't they? Yeah. Yeah, duck pancakes. Yeah, with the hoisin sauce and a little bit of grass. Yeah. And shit, shredded duck.
A little bit.
Yeah.
So, yeah, so that's been my guilty pleasure. It's been a good one, though. I've enjoyed it. I'm ready for the new year. Like you said, I think I've got a lot to look forward to. A lot of groundwork to put in.
So what are your plans for the 2024? You've heard mine. What are yours? What
do you think
different apart from living your life with your family? Trying to make
So we're going to travel quite a lot this year, like we normally do. Mm-hmm. Last year we didn't travel as much. This year is we do a year off, year on. So we're going to try and do a bit of traveling.
Holidays.
Maybe. Who knows? Gonna try and look after my health.
Yeah.
Gonna just try and be happy in the moment. It's my new thing. Is to be happy with what you're doing right now.
And enjoy it.
And not thinking, oh, well, just another 6 months until I go on holiday. I can be a miserable bastard until then.
Do you know what I mean?
And then I'll be happy for a week and then I'll come back and I'm skinned. And then, you know, I'm not living like that anymore.
No.
And also, pretty much a lot of what you said resonated with me is that no matter who somebody is to you or how close they are to you, if they're putting a negative outlook on your way of life and your day-to-day basis, fucking get them binned. Fucking bin them. I'm definitely getting the cold.
I know lots of people at the moment that have that bug at work, at home, friends.
It's coming.
Yes.
It's coming, or it's been. I think I've had it for a few days.
Ibuprofen. Take the lot, people.
Hey, people. It's a new year. New beginning. Let's go out and smash it.
Yeah. We are 6 episodes away from our 100th episode, which will be live.
What are we going to do? What are we going to do? Also, people, there's going to be a few changes going on. You don't even know what they are yet.
No, I don't even know what they are yet.
We'll have a meeting.
Mickey just got bored after 2.5 or 2 years. Nearly 2 years, this podcast. It's good, isn't it?
We've lasted longer than some relationships do.
I know.
Just saying. On that note, people. Deuces.
I was high-fiving him.
Oh, I thought it was close. Okay. Anyway, we're just going to end on that note. Thanks for joining us on another episode of Dads, Lads, and Kebabs. Thanks for joining us on the whole year of 2023. Happy New Year. 2024 is going to be a whole different shit show.
Will we be here this time next year? Of course we fucking will.
Yeah, I was going to say, of course we will. But on that note, people, deuces, fuck off.
The Dads, Lads and Kebabs podcast is available to listen and download on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, Podbean, and all other podcast platforms.